This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
We're going to head to Kauffman Stadium right now to get the latest on North Kansas City could potentially be getting the Royals, or we'll talk about the Royals' actual games against the New York Mets. Who knows? Vern, I know you're excited about talking about this term sheet letter. Rob told me how excited you were to be on the show today to break down this development.
I don't even know what a term sheet paper is. We're not talking like high. Yeah, I don't know what we're talking about.
Vern, we're happy to have you on the show today. We were just talking about this before you popped on. I imagine that Juan Soto is a great baseball player, right? I get it. One of the best players in baseball. I can't imagine paying $765 million to a player that doesn't really sell tickets away from his home stadium. No one is going out to Kauffman Stadium tonight to go see him play. They were going out there to see Paul Skenes potentially if he was going to pitch. People went out there to go see Shohei pitch that Saturday. Nobody is going to Kauffman to go see Juan Soto. He's making $121 million this season alone.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you're the best young hitter since Ted Williams, you're not really concerned about what type of draw you are on the road. No, and listen, and now that's the bar, right? I mean, if Juan Soto's getting $700 million, you're going to see Kyle Tucker this offseason get about $500 million. And I'm sure Kyle Tucker could walk into that studio right now and you'd say, who's this tall white dude? You have no idea who he is.
I didn't even know Kyle Tucker was a real person until it was about 20 seconds ago. Like, Kyle Tucker.
Yeah. So, again, I think it's a reflection of just the game and where it's at. And if you're not knee-deep into baseball, these prices can get out of hand for names that you've never heard of.
We should play a game where we play, like, left guard or left fielder, where I just, like, read you a name and you try to guess if they play in the NFL or baseball. Because Kyle Tucker certainly sounds like
he I don't think that would work. See, Dot, I think people know left guards. Honestly, I think the average sports fan knows more left guards than they do left fielders, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, I would have guessed that Kyle Tucker plays left guard for the Los Angeles Rams if you had told me that.
That's Kyle Turley, right?
That was a good one. Yeah, I do remember Kyle Turley. No, that was a good one.
That's why you went Rams. I think that's why you went Rams.
That was a good one. Our guy Josh Vernier is here. All right, Vern, the Royals are playing better baseball of late. Has anything changed with the Royals, or is it just the ebb and flow of the game?
No, your big bats, the guys that you and I have talked about every single week for the past 3-4 months, those bats have been outstanding. Since the calendar flipped to July, Bobby Witt Jr. has been the 7th best baseball player on the planet, if you go by war. Now, that's nothing new. He's been top 10 all season. But if you look at offense, just offense, Bobby's been one of the 10 best hitters in the sport in the month of July. So has Salvi. Yeah, Salvi's been one of the 10 best hitters on the planet here in the month of July, and Vinny Pasquantino's been top 25. So basically, the big three are putting forth the same Herculean effort we saw a season ago. Now, what they have right now that they didn't have a season ago is a running mate, and the recently named All-Star Michael Garcia, one of only eight big leaguers batting better than 300. So now you have four bats that you feel good about. Now, Jonathan India's on-base percentage is north of 360 here in the month of July, and Jack Caglione, as we've seen, is now tattooing balls here at Kauffman Stadium. So the offense is no longer the worst in the sports. They're getting back to where they were last year, middle of the road, and that's because your big bats are being just that.
Speaking of big bats, we got to talk about Jack Caglione. He hit two home runs this week, back-to-back games for him. Very encouraging sign. You and I have talked about this. You just got to let him swim, and it's going to be some ups and downs. There's going to be some failures, but when you made that decision to bring him up from Omaha, you signed up for at least the 2025 season and probably starting into next year. There is no turning back on the decision that you made a month ago.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. And you look around Major League Baseball in that 2024 draft class, man, I wouldn't be surprised in a couple decades from now if we're looking back on last year's draft class as one of the greats of this century. Roman Anthony's starting to turn it on in Boston after he had a slowish start like Jack Caglione. Nick Kurtz, another one of the 2024 draft picks, he's been as clutch as any slugger in the sport over the past month with the Athletics. Cam Smith with the Astros, the young kid out there with the Angels. So all of these guys that were in college a season ago, being drafted a year ago this time, they've all had to wear some bumps and bruises, but because they are so uber talented, right, it's not normal. Even though it feels a little bit more normal, it's still abnormal to go from college to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The big leagues in one calendar year, and yet there's about a half a dozen guys right now in the big leagues that are doing it and starting to really blossom into some of the faces of the game, or at least future faces of the game. So Cags is right in line with the rest of them, and there's really no reason to believe that he won't be a force in August and September down the stretch to hopefully team up with Michael, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi and bring a formidable front nightly on the offensive end of things.
How many at-bats do you usually need, or do we need, to kind of make this evaluation? Everyone agrees that it's very early on with Jack Caglione. Are you a 500 ABs, 1,000 ABs? When do you kind of get to that point with a young player like Caglione that we can start to kind of evaluate how he's performed so far in his career?
Yeah, I don't have a number of ABs. I would say give me a calendar year of big league baseball. So this time next June, I think it'll be fair to judge Cags as a hitter. You know, defensively, what we're seeing from him in the corner outfield, I don't think you're going to be able to judge him as a corner outfielder until maybe the end of next season. It's going to take a while before. Now, he's a tremendous athlete and has already made some outstanding plays out there, but, man, the crash course that this kid has had thrown at him over the past year, I have a tough time believing that he's truly digested all of it. A lot of this is just, man, I'm just going out there and reacting, doing the thing that I've been doing since I was a little kid. A lot of this just comes naturally to me. You know, there are a lot of adjustments that still lie ahead for Cags, for Roman Anthony, and all those other draft picks I mentioned earlier. So, yeah, I need a full season of big league baseball before I'm going to make any declarative statement about who you're going to be in the future. Although, when you get to the big leagues this quickly, man, the success rate is, you know, north of 70-75%. Cags isn't going to be a bust, right? He's not a bum. You don't get here this quickly and then fade out of the league in the next 3-4 years. So the floor is pretty high. The ceiling, we don't know what the ceiling is. Give me a year and I think we'll have a better understanding of the ceiling.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, just getting his thoughts on the Royals as they're playing some much better baseball of late. They swept the Pittsburgh Pirates. They also won a series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. And now they have the Mets coming into town. I am kind of looking at this series. Now, if you win it, that would be incredible. The Mets are a better team than the Royals, and the Royals have really struggled in these series. You and I have talked about you're not ready to kind of wave that white flag right now, and there's no reason to make that trade a trade right now with Seth Lugo or anyone kind of key to what the Royals are doing right now. I think the Royals are just right there on that fringe. If this team is one game under 500 and they're 2.5-3 games out of the wild card, I think it allows them to kind of breathe a little bit and, as you said, kind of give themselves some more time. The Royals officially have 15 more games between now and the Major League Baseball trade deadline. I'm starting to side with you. This team is not making a move on July 18th. This team is going to wait until the 27th, 28th before they make a decision about what they're going to do.
Because you want to see if trading Seth Lugo is a white flag. Because right now, I still believe that it is. The only way you can convince me that it's not is if you can convince me that this offense that we've seen over the course of, what, 9 games here in the month of July, if you can convince me that this offense is the offense moving forward. This great Salvi and Bobby and Vinny and Cags is hitting bombs and India's getting on base and Mike Hell's as consistently clutch as they come. Yeah, if you're going to tell me that this team is 6 deep of guys that can beat you with one swing and you're going to get quality approaches and swings from Kyle Isbell and Nick Lofton, okay, well then maybe trading Seth Lugo right now isn't a white flag because the offense will be able to make up for the regression from the rotation. But I'm not there yet. You know, 9 games does not offset what I watched over the previous 75. So, like you're saying, with this series, show me something. Because the Royals, they don't need magic right now. Right? They don't need to get on some sort of a historic run. What they need to do down the stretch is be a good baseball team. See, Dodd, you know the old adage, win your series at home, go 500 on the road. If the Royals are able to do that, they'll finish the year with 86 victories, matching their win total from a season ago. 86, I believe, will be good enough to get you into October. So win your series at home, go 500 on the road, and somehow, despite having, at this moment, the worst run-scoring offense in franchise history, you'll still be able to control your fate, and this pitching staff might be able to drag this team to the finish line, so long as this offense moving forward is more of what we've seen of late rather than what we watched over those first 2 months. So they still control their fate. And man, when they were struggling through the month of June, I don't know if many people thought they would hit the All-Star break still in control, not wishing and praying for the baseball gods to give them some sort of miraculous run down the stretch like we saw last season from Detroit. They're not there yet. But you lose this series to the Mets, and yeah, you might need to call on the baseball gods down the stretch.
Looking at the Royals right now, they have as many All-Stars as the Mets, Rays, Yankees, and Astros. They now have 4 players in. They got 2 originally, and now Carlos Estevez and Mikel Garcia have both been named. It's funny because I think that all four of the Royals All-Stars should have been All-Stars, but it also hits your ear funny when you hear that the Royals have the same amount of All-Stars as the Astros, Mets, and Yankees.
Yeah, it's another reflection of just how disappointing this first half of the season has been. Your closer's been outstanding. Chris Bubich is one of two starters that could be representing the boys in Atlanta. Seth Lugo has a really good case. Bobby Witt Jr. and Mike Calgarcia obviously both deserve to be there, and to think that that team is two games below 500 says, well, when you dive into it, it says a lot about their lack of clutch, their lack of power, and their overall lack of run-scoring ability. Yeah, it's certainly disappointing, although I was just inside that clubhouse talking with Mike Calgarcia, congratulating him on going to the Midsummer Classic, and it's, you know, he says he's already heard from his cousin, Elcides Escobar, who he's now matching in total all-star appearances. His other cousin, Ronald Acuna, is going to be taking part in the Home Run Derby coming up on Monday, so Michael was all geared up to hand him the Gatorade and the towel and to be, you know, his support system coming up on Monday night. So it's going to be a great family affair for Michael and the rest of the bunch. So, and then Carlos going to his second, along with Bobby, along with Chris Bubich. You know, it should make for pretty decent TV ratings in Kansas City coming up on Tuesday for the game.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. The Royals have four All-Stars. They also have the Mets in town. Vern, great stuff, man. Look forward to catching up with you next week.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.